Video: Hot mic catches California Democrat City Council members discussing ways to censor opponents. By Lowell Caulfield on July 24, 2026. A hot mic revealed what was meant to be a secret conversation between Sacramento, California leaders on how to muzzle agitated opponents at a city council meeting that descended into chaos earlier this week. Sacramento Vice Mayor Karina Talamantes and Mayor Kevin McCarty, both Democrats, thought they were discussing what power they had to censor angry and disruptive audience members on an issue being considered by the body. "We should go over this disruptions thing, because if we want to ban somebody in the future, like to take them out, we have to point out specifically," Vice Mayor Karina Talamantes is heard saying. "I know, but the city attorney said we can't do that," Mayor Kevin McCarty replied. "We did it last time," Talamantes responded. "We can't," McCarty said, shaking his head. "I spent my first 6 months going over this. I wanted to give people, like, probation, like, you can't come." Talamantes then appeared to realize the microphone was still live and quickly reached over to switch it off before continuing the conversation, according to the live stream carried and examined by several news outlets. The hot mic exchange garnered criticism from activists, who argued Talamantes appeared interested in silencing vocal opponents. Joshua Mejias, an organizer with the SAC Immigration Committee, told the Sacramento Bee the conversation was out of line. "It's very authoritative how she, Talamantes, wants to use her power," Mejias said. "It stuck out to me that she was the only one to try to silence the crowd." The captured conversation took place Tuesday after a fiery debate had ensued as audience members protested an agreement between the city and the Central California Intelligence Center, a federally funded information gathering operation that shares information with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The confrontations escalated after Talamantes defended accepting the federal funding but at the same time having the ability to protect immigrants by not disseminating crucial information ICE could use for roundups. "The city of Sacramento is a sanctuary city," Talamantes said during the meeting, Fox Digital reported. "If we don't pass these dollars, other counties will apply for these dollars. They will get those dollars, and we will have no safeguards to protect our immigrant communities here in Sacramento." A procession of left-wing speakers had earlier urged the council to reject the agreement, saying it puts immigrants at risk. During the meeting, police officials disputed those claims during the meeting, telling council members Sacramento does not share personal identifying information for civil immigration enforcement and complies with California's sanctuary law, known as SB 54, Fox reported. Public comments grew increasingly heated and profane, with one speaker at one point demanding the mayor pay attention. "Kevin, I need your fucking eyes," the speaker shouted. "Kevin, listen to me. Stop being an asshole, dude. Listen to your fucking constituents." Trying to stop the verbal assaults, the council left for 10 minutes and authorities ordered the chambers cleared as attendees screamed and shouted profanities. Watch. Every Tuesday, Vice Mayor Talamantes and I are responsible for overseeing and ensuring transparent, accessible, and open council meetings, McCarty said in a statement to Fox. "Unfortunately, when meetings are repeatedly disrupted, we must discuss existing policies and rules to ensure council meetings remain effective, orderly, and respectful for both the residents in attendance and the council members," he said. He added, "We are committed to ensuring that all members of the public can access and engage safely without distraction or intimidation." The Sacramento City Attorney's Office declined to address McCarty's reference to legal advice during the hot mic exchange, according to the cable news outlet. Despite the raucous opposition, the council ultimately approved the federal grant funding of the Central California Intelligence Center. Breitbart News contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.